such beautiful singing. I have never heard. Oh, yes, I have heard singing like that before. One time, in a field long ago. I want to tell the story, but I need help. Who can help me? You help me? Will you come and help me? All the children, come help me tell this story. This is a very important story for you to hear. Come. Oh, the singing reminds me so much of it. Come, my friends. Come, I want to tell you the story. Oh, sit. Oh, yes, sit. Oh, I am so excited to tell you this story. Because I saw it with my own eyes. You have eyes? You see this? Oh, this is an amazing story. Come. Sit now. Now, I see you have ways of helping me tell the story, yes? Yes? Who has animals? Animals. What animals do we have? Who has sheep? Sheep. So when I say sheep in the story, you are going to say, baa. Baa. Practice. Sheep. You are a very quiet sheep. What else do we have? Donkey? Where is donkey? Oh, donkey says what? Hee-haw. Can you say that? Donkeys. Hee-haw. Donkeys. You're very important. Who else we have? Camels. Camels. Camels do not make good noise. Camels says, ah. Camels, can you say, ah? They are much louder than that. And they spit too, but do not spit. That would be bad. All right, what else do we have? Who? Any other animals? Cows. What does cow say? Moo, yes, moo. And we have people too. Who are peoples? We have angels. You have a very big job. Like them singing? Angels say, oh. Beautiful the sound you make. Beautiful. Who else? Ah, wise men. Wise men, you say, ah. And you must bow when you say it. Ready? Ah. All right. Let me tell you the story from long ago. Oh, shepherds. Shepherds. Yes, shepherds. You say, wow. Wow. We don't say that word very much in my country, but it's a good word. All right. Now I tell you the story. This story, I saw it with my own eyes. Long ago. Actually, not too long ago, but long ago. There was a young couple. Well, the woman was kind of young. The man, not so much. And they were named Mary and Joseph. And I think they are here. Where are Mary and Joseph? Mary and Joseph. Where are they? Stand so we can see you. There's Joseph. And Mary... You should be together. Come. Stand next to her. We know you're not married yet, but this is a little ridiculous, so that's good. And one day in a little town called Nazareth, there was a visitation to Mary from an angel. Very good. An angel said to Mary, yes. He said, you're going to have a baby, even though you're not married yet. And Joseph was like, what? That's crazy talk. But Mary was going to have a baby. So Joseph had heard from God too in a dream, and he knew that this was the right thing to do. So then suddenly, one day, there was a great decree from an emperor all the way over in Rome, big man named Augustus. And Augustus said, everyone must pay taxes. You don't know what it is to pay taxes? Ask your parents. They will tell you. They will tell you. So taxes. And they had to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Can you say Bethlehem? It's Bethlehem. Bethlehem. So they traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem. You know how far that is?
100 miles.
It's not next door, I tell you. It's about 100 miles. 100 miles. How do you think they got there?
Donkeys.
Bus?
Donkeys.
Federal Express? No.
Donkeys.
They probably rode
donkey.
They had a lot of donkeys to ride. That's good. So they went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's hometown. And there they went around and they were looking for a place to stay. And they started to knock on doors and no one had any room. They went to the inn, kind of like a hotel. Do you go in a hotel on vacation? Yes, yes. Well, imagine you go to the hotel and they say, we have no room. You get to sleep in the stable. Good? Not good. What's in stable?
Animals.
What kind of animals?
Horses.
What kind of animals?
Animals.
Cows? Cows?
Horses.
Cows and
horses.
Camels? Camels? Quiet camels, yes. What else do we have? Oh, so they had to stay in the stable because there was no room in the inn. And there in that stable, Mary had a little baby boy. And she called his name Jesus. And they put him in a manger there in the stable because there was no bed for him. They put him on a bed of straw. This was an amazing thing because the angel had said to Mary, this child was very special. This was God's own son. God's own son, Jesus. And so it was a very amazing thing. Well, only they knew about it for a little while. Until one day I was out in the field with the other shepherds. They are very lazy, sleepy shepherds. Yes. So out there in the field, we were just minding our own business, which playing with sheep is not fun. You know, they don't do much but walk around and eat. Thank you, thank you. Yes, you remind me. So the sheep were out in the fields, and suddenly that night, the same angel that came to Mary came and spoke to us. And he said, first, do not be afraid, because angels are scary. Yes. He said, behold, I bring to you good news of great joy, for to you there is a baby born, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, and you will find him wrapped in swaddling cloths like a little baby blanket and lying in that manger in Bethlehem. And we said, that is amazing, all of us shepherds.
Wow.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you, peoples, for helping. Yes, this is very good. So then suddenly with this angel, there were billions of angels. Billions. And they sounded just like that as they sang this song. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to all whom he favors. And so then we ran to Bethlehem to see this thing that had happened, to see this baby. And we were there in the stable with the sheep and with the donkeys and with the cows. We were with them all. Well, this was an amazing... So we worshiped him. And it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, this tiny little child who was God's own son. Well, the story goes that a little while later, there came some other visitors to see this baby. And these visitors came from very far away. And they were wise men. Wise men. Whoa, wise men. And they rode across the desert on camels. Yes, yes. You are very good, I have to say. This is very good, very good. So they rode on these camels, and they brought gifts to the baby Jesus. What do you think they brought him?
Gold.
Gold? Yes, gold, gold, and frankincense. Frankincense and myrrh, and myrrh. There you go. Not Frankenstein. That is another story altogether. Another story. They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and they worshipped baby Jesus. And so because of that, we give gifts on baby Jesus' birthday. So we give gifts to each other, but we must remember, too, that this is baby Jesus' birthday. So we should give gifts to him as well. And one of the ways we give gifts to baby Jesus is to help other people. Let's say a prayer to God and thank him for baby Jesus. God, thank you for this marvelous story. Help us to remember it always and to celebrate Jesus' birth. In his name we pray, amen. All right, go back to your families. Tell others this wonderful story.